Hare Krishna. Question: what is the need to interpret Srila Prabhupada's straightforward statements such as women are less intelligent? I heard your answer on how to understand the statement, but it's a good explanation, but it is a creative. Prabhupada is straight saying something. Why do we need to give various interpretations of that? So is your explanation analytic or synthetic? Answer: the word interpretation has got a negative connotation within ISKCON because Srila Prabhupada often applied it to many of the misinterpretations of the Bhagavad Gita. But the simple fact is that even the very act of translation is an interpretation. Each word in a language has multiple meanings. So if you're translating a word from Sanskrit to English, so at that time, each word, say the word in Sanskrit has many meanings, and not just meaning, many different connotations associated with each meaning. And similarly, word in English has many different connotations associated with each meaning. So now when one particular word is chosen instead of another word, at that time, that is an act of interpretation. So for example, Srila Prabhupada translates yajna sometimes as tax. So Prabhupada translates Brahma as an engineer. So this, Prabhupada doesn't translate him as a, sometimes he translates as a creator, sometimes he translates as an engineer. So now this is an act of, so in the translation itself there is an interpretation. So interpretation is itself not bad. What is interpretation? What is, when Srila Prabhupada says that there is no need for interpretation, that means when there is a particular truth that is self-evident and we screw out some meaning which contradicts that truth. So for example, scripture, Prabhupada especially uses this for talking about how the impersonalists interpret the statements about the Lord's personality. So they say that now it means this, and they basically try to deny the Lord's personality. So now Prabhupada says it is self-evident. But then, although it is self-evident, Prabhupada gave purports. Why did he give purports? Because the self-evident is not always evident. That means what is stated in a particular statement, because of our own preconceptions, we may not be able to understand it, or we may get some misunderstanding of it. It may not be evident to us. So the self-evident has still to be made evident to us, and that requires explanation. That's what Srila Prabhupada's purports are giving us. Now similarly, if we look at Srila Prabhupada, he is representing a tradition. And when he is representing a tradition, that tradition itself has its hermeneutic. That hermeneutic is Guru Sadhu Shastra. And not that. So what the Guru says has to be seen in the light of what Sadhu says and what Shastra says. So do we find anywhere explicitly the statement and repeated by sadhus, repeated in Shastra, about women's intelligence? And more importantly, we see that an acharya speaks according to time, place, circumstance, and neglecting the context does disservice to the acharya. So we know from a very, very tragic tragic consequence that Srila Prabhupada, during a walk in Mayapur, he was addressing his disciples, and he told the story of Chota Haridas, and then he said that if a sannyasi falls down, a sannyasi should commit suicide. And everybody was shocked. And then Vishnuvind Maharaj heard that, and he just was shocked, and he just moved away from there. He just froze over there. Prabhupada continued walking, and then one disciple asked Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, do you mean that if any of your disciples fall down, they should commit suicide? Prabhupada said, No. He said, "No. Lord Chaitanya is very merciful and I need all of you. You know, you should not." And Srila Prabhupada is actually very kind and magnanimous to those who had some difficulties, even if they had been early in Sannyasa Ashram. So unfortunately, Srila Maharaj did not hear that, and the result of that was he unfortunately tragically ended his life. So and Prabhupada himself was distressed when he heard about this. So the point is, that neglecting the context. So Srila Prabhupada was giving an extreme example to not say that that has to be literally applied, but that it has to be that context, that the gravity of the transgression needs to be taken into account, given due weightage, given due consideration. So neglecting the context can be violence to the acharya's words. So for example, Prabhupada says that at one place, in a purport, so my standard advice to all my disciples is if they have trouble with sex desire, they should get married. And another place he says that if actually everyone is troubled by sex desire and marriage is no solution, once you just chant Hare Krishna and forget transcend sex desire. So now which is right? There are two at one thing they seem contrary. In fact, in the front matter of the Bhaktivedanta Vedavesh, Jayadvait Maharaj quotes this. So this is such examples, and he says that we have to look at the context. So there are not just many other statements of Prabhupada we can see, if they are seen apart from the context, they can seem internally contradictory. So first I talked about is if there is no interpretation, there is no consideration of the context, then there can be dangerous results. Then second is that if we don't look at the context, then we may feel that Prabhupada is speaking contradictory things. But the point is, Prabhupada is addressing according to time, place, circumstance. So now Prabhupada has himself said in his lectures as well as in his written in the Chaitanya Charitamrita purport, he has talked about how the men and women are preaching very nicely in our movement, and he said the Western women are different and they are almost like their brothers, and they themselves can preach and they can do lots of services. And at one time Prabhupada was practically allocating everybody in one country, all his disciples. You take one, there's a globe, and he's pointing, all of you pick up one globe and pick up one country and preach over there. And some of his little disciples asked, what about us girls? Prabhupada said, we are not men or women, we are souls. You also pick up one country. So Prabhupada engaged his disciples. He in a way which focused on channelizing their service attitude. So now when Prabhupada said the Western women are different, what does it mean? The soul is the same. So is it that the conditioning is different? Or culture, the upbringing is different? So the point is that the acharya statements have to be seen from context, the acharya statements have to be seen from guru sadhu, from this point of view sadhu and shastra, and only then they can be understood properly. So now such a act, rather than using the word interpretation, we can use the word analysis. And Krishna himself tells Arjuna, vimrishyaita dasheshena yathe chitta kuru. Vimrishyaita dasheshena, deliberate deeply and then decide what you want to do. So we see the context of the point of interpretation very much present in our tradition. Now we see that when Krishna himself tells us to do karma mimamsa, he tells the Vrajavasis, don't, there's no need for you to worship Indra, because if you do your karma, if you take care of the cows, Indra is obliged to give grains. Now Krishna himself is speaking a philosophy, and we see the context. So Krishna is actually just wanting to provoke Indra so that he can be freed, so that Indra's pride can be humbled. So we see that Krishna is not speaking the Siddhanta over there. So now who is an authority greater than Krishna? So when we look at a context, what are we doing? We are interpreting it. And an interpretation is essential. So similarly, we see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that there is no need to write a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. But Baldev Vidya Bhushan wrote a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. Why is that? Because at that time, the difference was that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to establish the glory of the Bhagavatam. And he wanted to establish the point that the Bhagavatam had written by Vyasadeva, and it was an actual commentary. So in that way, he wanted to position the Bhagavatam as the commentary, and that's why he felt there's no need for any other commentary. But by the time of Baldev Vidya Bhushan, the very authority and authenticity of our sampradaya was being challenged because of the lack of a commentary in the Vedanta Sutra. And so did Baldev Vidya Bhushan disobey Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? No, he understood that this was a necessity at this particular time. So he didn't just look at the literal word of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he looked at its purpose. That was an interpretation. So we see that Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that the heaven and hell in the Bhagavatam and the descriptions of heaven and hell suffering, these are not to be taken literally. Now, subsequent acharyas such as Bhaktisiddhanta and Prabhupada, especially in some sections of Krishna Samhita, they consider that that is written for outsiders. This is nothing but an interpretation. So, Prabhupada himself, we see that he gives us interpretations of his spiritual master's works. You know, his spiritual master had already written commentaries and he translated them. But when translating, he also gives his own insights. And he gives his insights, and in that way, he helps us understand the practical applications. So Prabhupada would often quote that, as spiritual master said, anyone who doesn't chant 64 rounds is a fallen. And Prabhupada gave 16 rounds. So now what is he doing over here? So he is, this is not exactly an example of interpretation, but my point is that according to time, place, circumstance, things need to be adjusted. So if we don't use our intelligence, then we are refusing to use our God-given gift of intelligence. We are becoming intellectually responsible and we may end up doing disservice to the acharya. So certainly analysis to understand the intent and the best way of practical application is important. And most importantly, at a very central level, we see sarva vidhi nishedasur etayor eva kinkaram. The purpose of all rules and regulations is this one thing. And what is that? Smartavya satatam Vishnu is smartavyam rajatu chit. Always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. So now, so Prabhupada himself said that the purpose of everything in the Krishna consciousness movement is to help people to chant Hare Krishna, is to inspire people to become Krishna conscious. So if certain statements, if their appearance at first, their initial understanding agitates people, disinspires them in their pursuit of Krishna consciousness and thus defeats the central purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement, then we have to understand that there is a taratamya, there is a hierarchy of the statements. And this statement is central, this statement is not so wide, important. And by that way, we have to ensure that the purpose of attracting people to Krishna, which was the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement, that is not damaged or defeated by some superficial understandings or misunderstandings of certain statements. So by understanding the purpose of the acharya's outreach, by understanding the context of the outreach, by understanding the hermeneutic of looking at Guru and looking at Guru's statements in the light of Sadhu and Shastra, by looking at the many examples in our tradition of interpretation, of analysis, we could say instead of interpretation, of analysis of the statement, we as the faithful followers of Srila Prabhupada, as the responsible followers of Srila Prabhupada, need to also present his message, present his statements in a way that fulfills his purpose of attracting people towards Krishna. Prabhupada himself called this as philosophical speculation as differentiated from mental speculation. So we need to focus on using our intelligence, as Krishna tells Arjuna, vimrishyeta dasheshena, deliberate deeply. Similarly, we need to also deliberate deeply and present an understanding of Prabhupada's teachings in a way that fulfills that helps in fulfilling the purpose of those teachings. Thank you. Hare Krishna.